Okay, welcome back. Hour number three on this Tuesday night. Down to Australia we go, to Queensland and the beautiful city of Adelaide and the sad, sad story of Australia and how it has been obviously turned into a big beta test for all kinds of things that are not inimical to life. They're not pleasant. The Australian people are really tough, and they're showing it now more than ever, or they would completely have been rolled over. Anyhow, one of the toughest hombres down there is David Oates. Hello, David.
Hi, and Adelaide's in South Australia, not Queensland, just to correct you.
I can't keep it straight.
I know. I understand that. You got to live here to understand that sort of stuff, don't you?
Well, I can't live there. There are too many poisonous snakes. I don't like snakes.
And don't forget the spiders. We have big mothers, big ones.
I know. They have two legs, and they're called ministers of parliament or something. What are they called?
That'd be right. I hate it when they come and run along the wall, and you've got to catch them.
Why don't you just shoot? Why don't you sit in your bed and just shoot at them when they run around?
Sure. If we're allowed to have guns, I would.
See, that's just another small deficiency. Sad. Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. I do miss having weapons, I must admit. Anyway, c'est la vie. I have been very busy the last 2 weeks. I'm tied up in contract tapes with our man Todd, who has hired me to do something that I've never ever done before, really, to this extent. And he's been wanting me to totally narrow down what's going to happen in December. And we must be on about our sixth tape right now. And
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is he going to share this with our audience?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Good. That's a worthy endeavor. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be put in fact next week's show. I'll have all the reversals together, and we'll see what we've managed to pick up. The theory is that the knowledge of what is coming up is already in the collective unconscious, and we've just got to ask the right questions in the right way to get the information out, okay? Now, we found something in a tape a few days ago that I just thought they wouldn't try this again, surely. Let me play you the reversals. There was two of them.
Now, I have to ask a quick question. Now, yeah. I didn't know what you were doing, and you called me up and we talked for, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that. And I didn't know you were going to do reversals on that. Now, I'm entirely confident in my view of the world, it works for me. So
yes,
did you do that recording already?
I did that recording, and we didn't find anything useful. Let me pull it up.
That's not a surprise. No, that's okay. That's not a surprise. What I mean, because I say my truth, so there's nothing that's hiding in there. So it wouldn't be particularly useful. I mean, I have an idea what's going on. You're not going to unearth anything special, but yeah, interesting. I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
so I'm useless. I'm formally useless. Okay, I get it.
Formally useless. Anyway, I want to play a reversal that, hang on, which tape
my
is it?
My one reversal?
No. You want to play some of yours?
No. But the bottom line is, there was nothing really surprising when you did reverse speech analysis of me, and I don't think that surprised you. Didn't surprise me.
No, we didn't.
Nothing hidden.
Anything. No, there's nothing there. But I want to play a reversal we found last week, and had me scratching my head. Here's the forwards.
Maybe if you have someone else to suggest or whatever, I'm open. I just wanted that.
So what he's saying is, I want everything out there. What we find, I want it all out. And next week on your show, I'm going to do a big presentation of our marvelous project here. But we found a reversal that said, a sham with the virus. See if we can hear this. Right there.
Well, that's very clear. Very clear, yeah. Yes.
And right next to it, we get this one.
Three, and we've already done three here.
Yeah, I'm getting to
four sessions.
You shall solve nearing all the virus. And I found those, and I'm thinking, surely not another virus. They wouldn't try another COVID, would they? But what's been coming out of China this week? New outbreak in China that the world
It's a pulmonary infection that they tried to say was pneumonia, but it's not. They don't know what it is exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's scary.
Somebody else tried to blame it on EMF, which is kind of silly.
EMF?
Yeah. As in 5G, 4G, EMF.
Yeah. I don't think EMF would cause it.
No. It sounds like a pathogen to me. What it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not fatal.
Well, anyway.
Is it? I think one died so far, that's all. Something like that.
So I don't know whether this new virus is going to come sweeping like COVID did, but whatever it is, it's a shame.
Let me say this. Whatever they want to happen, David, will happen.
Right.
They control everything.
Right.
Look what they did with COVID-19. They've controlled that. They're still running it. If they want to bring out something else to knock out even more people, they will. I don't want to sound defeatist. I'm not a defeatist individual, nor am I negative. But they have gone and advanced so far ahead of us, the masses, that they are, unfortunately, our masters. They will decide who lives, who dies, basically, how many die. They are reformatting the planet right now. Is this species being taken into an ever dumber state because it's now decided by them that it's no longer needed? It sounds to me like an argument might be made for that.
Interesting. Well, something's coming in December. I'll play a couple more reversals that show it's going to be a scam, whatever it is.
Right.
We talk about event in December next year. Oh, this year, sorry.
Globally impacting event in the December time frame next.
Scam the Earth.
I got it.
Scam the Earth. And then we have another one. It's that scam with your dead. Here's the forwards.
It doesn't appear to be on trajectory, so
no, it doesn't.
That doesn't make sense. But
it's that scam with your dead.
Yes, that scam with your dead. That scam with your dead.
You hear that? Your dead.
Yeah.
So, look, something's coming in December. It's going to be a scam. It's going to be a con. It's going to be hidden in the form of a virus. Who knows what else? I'm finding all sorts of things in these reversals. What I've been finding has been an impossible scenario. And the only way you can explain it is in the global world war. I mean, I'm hearing reversals about biological and nuclear and weather and chemical. I mean, it's just they're everywhere. And bearing in mind, of course, this is the first time I've ever tried this to narrow down an event like this. I mean, I've had success in the past, but it hasn't been as a result of me searching. It's been sort of fluke, you know, like reversal. I play off and soon plan evil on America. You remember that one? Let me play that one again. And also, too, we're trying to actually narrow down an actual date. I actually got a date in reverse speech a little while ago. But let me – and then I've got some other reversals to play today, too. But I want to play the reversal soon plan the evil on America that I found 3 months before COVID on the client. And this set me on my journey for premonitions. So here's the forwards.
That I said that, you know, that, I will be an opener of souls, and I had the most credible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
And soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
And again.
Soon plan evil on America.
But that was something I could only realize what it meant after the event. You know, it's sort of like hindsight. Mm-hmm. And then there was a reversal one time where I actually found a date. And I want to play this one for you, because in the last tape I did with Todd, we're looking for a date, looking for an actual date in December. And this was a date I found in 1998 that I didn't know what it meant at the time. So let's play the forwards.
And that's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
Now this verse says, bring in NASA with December 7.
Bring in NASA with December 7.
Bring in NASA with December 7.
You hear that?
Bring in NASA with December 7.
I sure
so
do.
What's the date? The date is December the 7th, because on December the 7th, 1998, NASA joined together the first two sections of the International Space Station. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that happened on December the 7th. So bringing NASA was December 7 is a very accurate reversal. Actually pinpointed a date. Okay, now that's the only date I've ever gotten in reverse that I can remember. Uh-huh. But we're trying for it again. And December has come up many, many times. I think I found the December one of the last tape I just did. I've literally got hundreds of reversals that I've got to sort through them all. And here's the December in the last tape we did. What is it? 5/7/17. Okay, here we go. Here's the forwards.
We'll subjugate all of us. As far as they're concerned, that's what they're looking for.
Right. Okay, we're looking for reasons. Why are they going to do this? And Todd says, because they want to subjugate all of us. Russell says, oh, people with December's the curse. Oh, it could be just people. December's the curse. Certainly December's the curse. I'll do the December's the curse.
Yeah, it's there. That's sure. It. Yeah.
And that's about the dozenth reference I've gotten to December.
See, this is really not, this is not encouraging, ladies and gentlemen. We had that other clip from 2002, a radio program that we did here, and had an author on, and he came up with December the 24th as the date. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I do the tape, the date tape we recorded yesterday. I've been analyzing that one tonight to see if we can actually pull out an actual date. But something's going to happen in December.
Well, the remote viewer, Dick Allgaier's remote viewers, have all come up with that. Something very big. I think toward the end of December is what it was. You know, Merry Christmas, that kind of thing. We'll see. Not good.
Yes, and it came from another source, too. Someone else told me someone had got December, too. So it's come from about two or three different sources now about... And I happen to believe remote viewing and reverse speech are tapping into the same source when we're tapping into the collective unconscious, you know.
I agree. And, I completely agree with that. Yeah.
Just different modalities to tap into the same information, you know. They do it with pictures and I do it with words. So let me play you a reversal I found on Netanyahu on an interview just last week. So here's the forwards.
Let's move the patients out of these Hamas command posts in the hospitals to these same places. So far, they've moved patients, not enough. I hope more will move.
Well, you won't be surprised by the reversal. The doom with our force.
The doom with our force.
The doom with our force.
Hear that?
The doom with our force.
Sure.
There is doom.
He's saying they're doomed. They're doomed without force if they walk out, if they evacuate the hospital. He doesn't care about their welfare. He just wants them to get the hell out of there, shut down another life support center that will prohibit more people from returning from the south of Gaza to the north of Gaza. That's what it's been all about. Wipe out all the civilian infrastructure, and no one will have anything to come back to. That's part of the plan. And remember, you didn't hear the first hour guest tonight.
No, I didn't.
Charlotte Dennett. She's written a book on Follow the Pipelines. And there is, in Gaza and the West Bank, $500 billion in oil and gas reserves under the ground. $500 billion. And if anybody thinks the Israelis are going to give that up, better think again.
Yeah.
That's how much is there. That may be one of the primary underlying factors of this genocide. More money. More greed. Greed has no bounds.
Well, hopefully by next week's show, I'll have it all narrowed down. That's what the game plan is. I just got to sort through all these reversals and pull it all together. You remember a reversal I found? I found a funny reversal on Biden this morning when I was getting ready for your show. You remember one I played on your show several times where he's stuttering and stammering in speech and says backwards, "Have I lost it?" Yeah, let's play that one again. Listen to this.
There's been no indication that's the case at all with regard to, there's a total of
stuttering and stammering and backwards. Have I lost it? Okay, so he's asking a question.
The question has been thoroughly answered.
Okay, well, here he answers the question in a speech he gave yesterday.
And wages for working families have gone up while inflation has come down 65%. Giving families a little more money in their pockets, a little more breathing room for this holiday season.
Yeah, what a load of rubbish. His whole speech was how much better the American economy is doing. Yeah, go and tell people who buy groceries in their shopping, you know. And backwards he says, cease, you're lost.
Right. This is subconscious is saying, you know, give it up. It's done. You're finished. You're toast. Give it up.
You're right. So there's that one. And here's another one I found on Biden this morning.
100 container ships were waiting in dock in the ports. They were lined up 100 long out into the ocean. This year, there were less than 10.
Don't know what this means. The seller with gray shit.
The seller with gray shit.
I don't know. Talking about ships lining up, can't get on the docks due to COVID.
Try that one more time, please, David.
Sure. Just the reversal?
Yeah. What is it? What do you have again? And then
I got the seller with gray shit, which I don't know what that means.
All right. Go ahead.
Shit. S-H-I-T, sorry.
Deceleration.
I think it's very. It's not gray. It's saying very, but it's kind of weird the way you pronounce it.
There's
no G there. It's a V, I think.
It's probably not the reversal to play. But Biden doesn't do very well.
Wait, what he's saying is the seller is very blank. In other words, the seller's a pile of crap, whoever it is. He's not a good person.
And here's
far
another
for him to judge anybody, though.
Here's another blooper on Biden.
I believe that's right, I'm a Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, or the Business Week winner. You won.
He's stuttering and stammering, doesn't know what he's saying. He gives up. And backwards it says, blank him up.
Froth him up.
And that's just really where he's at, unfortunately. I'm just going through, see what other funny ones I've got on him. Here's another one. Then we'll play this one.
He wrote Jill, my wife, a letter, and me as well, about his courageous daughter, Courtney. A contagious laugh, his sister's best friend, her sister's best friend.
Now said the sissy.
Now said the sissy.
Now said the sissy.
What do you have?
Now said the sissy, but it's not a very
now?
Good reverse.
Now?
Now.
One more. Yeah, I got you. N-O-W. One more time. Let's see what we got.
Her sister's best friend. Naff said the sissy.
I don't hear now. I hear now. N-A-F-F, like Naff said the sissy. Sissy. I don't know what that is.
No, it wasn't as best good reversal as what I thought it was. Okay, there was another one I saw around here. Where are we? I'm just scrolling through Biden stuff. Where'd it go? I saw a good one. Here we go. He's talking about conflict in Ukraine.
He's counting on us not to be able to bring in others on the side of Ukraine. He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now. God knows what he's thinking. I don't think he's thinking that. But he's just been plain wrong.
Talk about Putin. All melt the city.
All melt the city.
That's not city. That's sissy.
That's sissy.
I'm sorry.
All mass. For sissy. There was all mass together for sissy, whatever the hell that means.
Forget rid of that one. That wasn't good.
I would. I think we'd.
Yeah, all right. We'll try this one.
And that's just the United States in this piece.
And I need Satan.
United States 10.
He's got that strange pronunciation. Satan.
Well, he's got Alzheimer's, so. Yeah. Understandable.
And here's another one that uses Satan.
In their hour of need, it's astounding who stood up. Everybody. Women, young children, trying to do something.
Now Satan must sue you.
Not Satan must sue you.
See, that's predicting not a good future at all. This was back in about June or July that this was recorded. Where's the one I'm looking for? Here he is on the State of the Union.
The tax system is not fair. It is not fair.
Brave con.
I don't know how brave it is, but it sure as hell is a con.
It certainly is a con. There's just absolutely no doubt about that. I'm just looking at my Biden reversals for the year. This is typical Biden, this one.
10 million families across the country and hundreds of thousands of schools where school children and daycare centers exist.
Gonna say kid hid my secret.
That's a strange one.
He's talking about school children forwards. It's just, we've got reversals about Biden and little kids before.
I heard the NSA, the NSA kid, National Security Administration, the NSA kid, hid my what? I forget the end of it.
Secret. NSA?
Hid my secret. The NSA kid hid my secret. So maybe some NSA employee is part of the mechanism being used to cover him up and insulate him from prosecution because of the criminality of his entire family.
Right. Yep. NSA kid hid my secret. Absolutely right. That's what it says.
I mean, you talk about somebody in their 20s or 30s as being a kid, see?
Yeah, right. It's certainly NSA. And it's right where he stutters. You see I wish you could see the video on this. His face all screws up and his eyes close. That's where the
reverse is. An image I'd rather keep out of my mind. But yes, I got it.
Yeah, video software is pretty cool. You see all these things, lip movements and body language links. It's just really, really cool. I love the video software. So, all right, let us move on to, let's go to 2023 and we'll look at some of the latest Israel stuff. So, okay, where are we? Well, you all know this one, of course. There's a nuke with Hamas.
I won't go into it. I'll wait later. Taking too much time. But the point is this, that...
There's a nuke with Hamas.
There's a nuke with Hamas.
There's a nuke with Hamas. There's a nuke with Hamas.
Yeah. And here's Blinken.
Right.
With Netanyahu.
Look at what just happened. Individuals from 36 countries killed or missing in the aftermath of Hamas' attacks.
On with the plan, we're failing.
On with the plan, we're failing.
On with the plan, we're failing. On with the plan, we're failing.
Oh, perfect. Yes. And he's speaking, his subconscious is speaking the truth to him. Yes.
Yeah.
We're failing. That. On with the plan, though. Onward. Yep.
Here it is.
Aftermath of Hamas' attacks. I'm with the famous painting.
I'm with the famous painting. I'm with the famous painting.
Yeah, there it is. And then he says this.
It's impossible for me to look at the photos of families killed, such as the mother, father, and three small children murdered.
There's that offer to kill it.
Is it offer to kill it?
Is it offer to kill it? Is it offer to kill it?
Okay.
There's an offer.
Oh, okay, to kill it. And on with the plan, we're failing. So we've got Sessions here. Looking at plans that they're making. And this plan, whatever it is due to come to fruition in December.
The message that I bring to Israel is this. You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself.
New God, it's December.
Near God, it's December.
So there's a plan and a session.
New God,
it's a plan.
It's December.
Plan that they're going to implement in December.
If what we're hearing is what we're hearing. This is going to be, whatever it is, a major event, including a new God. I don't even know what that means. Again, the only date I have came from the Bible and the Mayan calendar, and it was supposed to be December 24th, 2023, and this was projected back in the year 2002. So make of it what you will. I don't like to do predictions, so I'm not predicting this is going to happen, but I'm saying that's what that particular author and researcher found. And now we're finding more and more indications that it's December, but I think later in December.
Yeah. I've been dragged into the prediction market. I really hate going there with reverse speech, but I just all these references to December and everything that's going to happen, it's just, it's just overwhelming. Overwhelming.
Got it. I've never seen anything more pronounced clearly that this December theme is coming back again and again. What do you think, David? I mean, Middle East war, nuclear exchange war, not necessarily a world war, although that could happen. I just think that the major players are involved with each other at a sophisticated level that few people would even guess at. And I don't think they want to lose the planet. They may have a Middle East war. That wouldn't surprise me. I just don't see a thermonuclear exchange, unless something crazy happens and there's a huge accident or somebody goes crazy, which could happen.
I find it difficult to believe in a nuclear exchange too, but I am hearing them in reverse. Let me pull up some clients' reversals. I've found it on odd tapes. I'll pull up some of my reversals from clients. Where are we? Clients' reversals. Here we go. All right. Now I can't see it. Hang on. Let me just open this up a little bit. Okay. Well, here's one from my mate Todd.
Well, both Lincoln and Reversal in our previous session mentioned December this year, assuming, of course, not next year, that there would be a big event.
It's December, Seth reveal the Lord.
What is Seth, David?
Seth is a metaphor in reverse speech. It's an opener of the collective unconscious. It is part of the function of Seth. I don't know what it's doing in this context, but it is there.
Okay, please play that again one more time.
Okay. Oops, I've just opened another one here. See, I can't explain Seth. I can't explain what that means.
December Seth. Leaving with the Lord?
I got reveal the Lord. Hang on.
Oh, let's try it again.
No, it is reveal. I'm listening for what you said, and I can't hear it.
Yeah. It's December. Here, try this. December Seth, and the immediate next consonant is an L, leaving with the Lord, it sounds like. Leaving. December Seth, and then leaving.
Yeah, I'm still hearing reveal. Sorry,
I don't hear the extra syllable, but maybe it's there. I can't. I'm not there. So, at any rate, if Seth in December is leaving with the Lord, where's Seth going? Is there not a biblical Seth?
Yes, it is. It's a biblical character. Yeah, there's a biblical element around this, and I don't know what that is yet.
Their plan is to roll something out of a second coming, using all their tricks, their technology tricks, and everything else.
That. All right, here's another reversal about nukes. Here we go. This is from my recordings I'm making with my mate Todd.
I'm just going with what's publicly available. Yeah, whatever I have dreams about, I take it into account, but I don't really know what sort of validity any of these dreams have until something actually happens.
The planet Shagat must launch the vast nukes.
The planet Shagat must listen to vast nukes.
See, that's scary.
The planet Shag is a euphemism for the F word.
Must launch the vast nukes. Play it again.
The planet Shag must listen to vast nukes.
Must launch the vast nukes.
See that anyone's been crazy enough to do that.
Well, there won't be anything left to gloat over, so to speak.
If they do that, then it's all gone. But there was another reversal about nukes in December too. I'm just trying to see it.
Now he's talking about, Todd is mentioning in reverse, the vast nukes. In other words, that's a full-on exchange.
That's a full-on exchange, yeah. And this may be the trigger. Here, listen to this reversal. I'm not necessarily anti-Israel in all of this. I don't think Israel's got a choice at this stage. I mean, I know. I'm just chatting. Well, they've got a choice not to nuke. If Israel burns on toast, well, you know. If Israel burns on toast, I get that. In other words, if Israel burns, if Israel goes up in flames, then you can kiss everything goodbye. If Israel burns on toast, well, you
and
know.
And why? Right? Here's the, and why? You know the answer. Why? Well, because of the Samson option.
Right. Right.
If Israel burns, they're going to pull the trigger and nuke the hell out of everything. That's the Samson option.
I know all about it. That's what this reverse is all about. If Israel burns on toast, well, you know. If Israel burns on toast, I get that. Oh, yeah.
If Israel burns on toast, I get that.
That's a clear one.
If Israel burns on toast, I get
that. Well, there you go. That would trigger vast nukes if Israel burns. That would trigger vast nukes.
Right.
There is no doubt. I've got another one. I can't find it. I'm really, really annoyed. Oh, we've got this one that we need to take note of.
Pretty much the only place it would be is Damascus. If it's Iran, like you're saying, it's probably Tehran. Why go with anything else?
Yeah.
If it's Israel getting nuked, it could be Haifa or more likely Tel Aviv. But that's a knockout blow.
Worldwide con.
Worldwide con.
World icon. World icon.
So whatever is going to happen is going to be precipitated by a worldwide con. And whatever that con is, I don't know. I'm trying to get down to unravel it.
Very interesting. Now, we might want to mention to people that David's friend Todd, who's listening right now, hello, Todd. Yes. Was very highly placed in the U.S. intelligence community, okay? So he's got a lot of maybe above top secret, but certainly very secret information that he's been involved with during his career. And a lot of this is these reversals are stemming from that knowledge.
That's
directly.
True. That is true, yeah. He's the one I've been getting most information from. I've tried other people. I don't get as much. Todd's just a wealth of information.
Right.
We even tried getting it with trances, and trances proved to be less effective than straight-out recordings. We didn't get anywhere near it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. It changed the topic altogether. I found a great reverse on a client yesterday. This is something good. So here's the forwards.
She couldn't really and didn't want to half the time take control of herself. If I wasn't there when I was there, she would just sleep.
And Russell says, I am, comma, the soul wealthy. And the phrase I am in reverse speech refers to I am God. I am divine. I'm aware of my own divinity, which is why her soul is wealthy. I am, comma, the soul wealthy.
I am the soul wealthy.
You hear that?
I am the soul wealthy.
I am the wealthy.
That's a wonderful reversal for anyone to have. Okay, I think we all strive. We all strive to get into that position.
Right.
I am the soul wealthy. So there we go. Here's one on me about Israel.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was me. Hang on.
I don't know anybody at all. Maybe you, David, is the only person I know that. Loves your parents, like, what have you. But I...
Actually, that's a shame, that forward comment alone. I don't know anyone who loves their parents. That's such a shame. Anyway, blast at Israel. See, that is what would... See, that is what would trigger a nuclear conflagration, your Samson option, if Israel got completely annihilated. Right. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, well, I've still got another tape to do with Todd and one more after this, and I'm going to present all my findings on the show next week. And with all the reversals dumped properly, so you'll be able to hear them nice and easily, okay? Have I played this reversal? I actually heard the name reverse speech in reverse. Listen to this.
Oh, funny.
You know,
funny.
Sylvain, about, you know, according to David, you're supposed to be one of the big guys in reverse speech in the future, which would be great. And then the reversal said, found the Steve server. And he thinks that Sylvain's going to be the one that helps me find my higher self.
Reverse speech in life, this will serve.
Reverse speech in life, this will serve.
Hear that? First time I've ever heard reverse speech in reverse. So I thought that was quite.
Well, you deserve that honor, that recognition. Yes.
Sure.
So even the cosmic world now recognizes reverse speech. Very good.
Yeah. And this is what we do in meta walks. Listen to this.
I've just done the meta walk for.
It's one of my practitioners, and she said, "You share God, I know.
You share God in the.
And meta walks.
She says, "You share God, I know it. I know it.
Oh, I know it.
There's an it on the end.
You share God in the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You share God in the.
You're absolutely right.
You share God in the.
Yeah, there's an it on the end. Yeah. And that's what my real work is all about. It's all about working with the spirit and God. And,
sure.
Here's another one on client.
With neighbors.
Oh, that's Todd.
With neighbors. He's got friends here.
Oh, yeah. He's the source, raise love.
He's sick.
Hey, yeah.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's
raise love. I tend to play with the negative reversals on your show, but that's sort of because we're looking at political events and there's nothing positive on the political horizon, but reverse speech is a lot more than just all the negative stuff. It gets into all the positive and the great abilities and talents that we have as humans, like reversal I played, I am the soul wealthy. I mean, that's the sort of stuff I love working with. One of the real powers of reverse speech. Where are we? I found several reversals that talk about the endlessness of life. Listen to this one.
It's a pretty cruel and nasty place at certain times and places. And it's got to change something. Somebody's got to do something. I'm glad you're doing that.
So it says self-eternal.
Self-eternal.
Self-eternal. Self-eternal.
Every syllable is right there. All there.
Self-eternal. And here we have one that says, soul, I'll live forever. Where are we? Where is it? Here it is, here.
I've got to follow life my way, and I'm still not sure what my way is yet, by the way.
Soul, I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever. Soul, I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever. Yeah, there we go. They were, and there's a couple of the verses I got, which I'm not too sure where they are at the top of my head. It talks about the soul living on, the endlessness of life. We are eternal. And that's one of the great things of reverse speech. If we can survive what's going to happen in December, we might be going somewhere. Who knows?
I'm never comfortable with predictions, forecasts, prognostications. They never come to pass. But I must say that with reverse speech and the remote viewers and a general sense of things, I've never seen more pointers in one particular direction than what we're getting now.
Yeah. And if it turns out to be that I'm wrong, well, I don't know.
We all will probably be the better off for it if you're wrong. So, good.
Yeah. Yep. But this is what I'm finding. And,
Yeah. Well, David, that this is all kind of building. Nothing over there that I see going on is pointing in any way toward de-escalation. It's continuing. No, and now Netanyahu, that lunatic, insane psychopath, is saying that when they resume fighting, it's going to be with more intensity than ever before. So they're going to continue to try to expel all these people from Gaza. They want the oil and gas. The first guest tonight, Charlotte Dennett, was right on the money with it. She knows.
Yeah, I found those reversals I'm looking for on clients. Listen to this. They got this one here.
They said, oh, they're trying to get us used to seeing AI robots out in the world. It's a big setup, man.
Nuke answer soon?
Nuke answers, yes. Nuke answers soon.
Just Sue.
Another indicator. Not good.
And then we've got this one here. Listen to this one. Right.
There's no planes fell from the sky.
Or soon, America.
Not soon, America. Not soon, America.
You got that one?
Oh, yeah.
America.
So there you go. It's on everyone's reversals.
You could clip the end of that off a little better if you wanted, and not lose anything.
Yeah, I think it's...
You've been doing this for, 70 years now? And
70, almost.
But 40. Seriously, have you ever seen a build-up like this before?
No, never.
Back a year. Remember when you first began to pick this up about war? And look at the drumbeat now.
Yeah. It's been building up in reversals for a year. Actually, longer than a year. I don't know.
Wow.
All I can say is I hope everyone's ready because stuck up on food and whatever you feel is necessary, survival gear. I am. It could even be a big, massive financial collapse. We've found indications of that in reverse. Well, that would follow a war, wouldn't it? A massive financial collapse.
A natural disaster, including financial collapse, including war. It could be. You got a gamut of things that could potentially happen. I don't know. I don't know. It's useless to even guess. We're just going to have to wait and see, and hopefully continue to prepare. That's your best possible thing to do. If nothing happens, you still win. Remember that.
Yeah, I'll have it narrowed down even more by next week. Okay? So, I'll sort through all these reversals and see if I can put a timeline together. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I'm afraid this may end up being the last Christmas for a lot of people.
Mm. We will see.
Not a good feeling.
Okay. That's basically what I got for you. Let me play you. Here we got one about a massive bomb.
Okay. Well then, what coastal cities would Israel be likely to consider enough of a threat to nuke?
Could be Beirut.
I took the words out of my mouth.
Could be Israel getting nuked, assuming that some other party launches it first.
See the lie dance with this massive bomb with thee. Long one. See the lie dance with this massive bomb with thee.
See lie dance with this massive bomb with thee.
There it is again. See, but you've got lie. You've got two common things here. You've got three common trends. December, con, major event, whether it's nuclear or another virus. I don't know. I'm getting both of them. But, I don't want to believe the nuclear ones. We'll see.
I don't know. Between a 99% fatal viral release or a nuclear exchange, choose your poison. I don't know.
Choose your poison. Yeah.
Biological warfare has always been a great concern to me. That's a bad one. We have so many things on the shelf that could be turned loose. So do the other sides. It's the big secret. We will find out soon enough. David, thank you for that. Great work.
Jeff.
Keep it up.
I'll have it all laid out for you next week.
Do you want, do you want 2 hours next week?
Oh, yeah. You can probably give me 2 hours. Sure.
All right. You got it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Good night, David. Bye. Thanks. All right. Well, lots of things to think about there, and many of those reversals were quite clear. No question, no ambiguity at all, no uncertainty. They said what they said. And this is, as he said, been building up for over a year now in the world of reverse speech. And the remote viewers, Allgaier's group, they all came up with the same thing, something very big before the end of the year in December. Ooh. All right. That's it for tonight. Wednesday tomorrow, thank you for being here. Talk to you tomorrow night. And try and do a little bit more prep work if you can. You can always cycle it through the diet of the family and whatever. If you're alone, whatever. Just get ready. Okay. Talk soon. Thanks for being here.